functional. According to today's reading, here's how Ruth's family functioned. Find a relative of your dead husband. Follow your mother-in-law's instructions, since you have pledged your life to hers, just as in marriage, for what to do to seek security for you and for her. Seduce him so that he will marry you. Now, this isn't in the reading, but it's part of the story. Know that he will be a just person who will honor you and who will follow the rules set up by the system. Get married, have a baby. Give the baby to your mother-in-law to care for. And then let the baby be the grandfather of David. Some of that we would lift up as the biblical example of family. Get married, have a baby. But the other parts? Yes. They are biblical examples of family too. And Ruth and Naomi's relationship before Boaz is lifted up as an example of family in a verse that is often read at weddings. Ruth 1:16, where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, your God, my God. Their relationship was sacred and blessed and same sex. Here are some more examples from the Bible of family. Polygamy was common. One man, many women. There's not an explanation of one was the favorite wife and the others were only there because of economic necessity. I think that it's true that polygamous marriages in the Bible were related to economic necessity and peace among nations, but there was also a whole lot of begetting as part of those marriages. Abraham was married to Sarah. He had a baby with his slave Hagar. Ultimately, Hagar and Ishmael were banished into the wilderness. That's from Genesis 21. Jacob tricked Esau out of the family birthright. The Bible has no problem with it, from Genesis 27. Judah bought Tamar to be his son Er's wife. God killed the son, so Judah asked the next son to fulfill Er's duty to produce a child with Tamar. Onan didn't do it right. God killed Onan. Tamar waited a long time. When she realized the whole child thing wasn't going to happen, she pretended to be a prostitute, slept with Judah, and became pregnant. Judah was going to have her killed until he was confronted with proof that he was the father. He relented, and Tamar had twins, Perez and Zerah. That's all from Genesis 38. Perez was the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of David. Ruth 4, just after today's reading. Zerah's great-grandson was stoned to death for taking treasure from Jericho that was meant to be destroyed. That's in Joshua 7. Jephthah sacrificed his daughter because he vowed to God, after I win the battle of the Ammonites, the first person to greet me in my house will be a sacrifice to you. That's from Judges 11. Jesus made comments completely dissing his mother and brothers and sisters when they were outside the place where he was preaching. That's from Matthew 12. Jesus wasn't married. Paul wasn't married, or at least he was married and then left his wife. Timothy was raised by his mother and grandmother. No mention of a father. There are plenty of examples in the Bible of blended families, single parent families, other kinds of families, all in the Bible. And my point is today not to lift up any as the ideal. There is nastiness. There are challenges and good things in these and other examples. Ruth's situation was far less than ideal, and the way that her family and so many others began isn't ideal either. But lifting up one particular form of family, or one particular sexuality, or one gender above all others isn't right. And it definitely doesn't fit with the biblical model of all kinds. And God loves every member of every type of family. And when things go horribly wrong in families, God loves every member of every family. Too often, we lift up this ideal of a husband and a wife and 2.5 kids and a dog as the best makeup for a family. And I'm here to tell you that that makeup is only one of the ways that family is experienced here and all over the world. Lifting up one particular form of family or one particular sexuality or one gender above all others isn't right. And it definitely doesn't fit with the biblical model of all kinds. The ideal family is one where love is found. It is that love of God and of each other. It is the family where there is respect and care and kindness. It is the family where lines are not drawn in the sand, but rather things like authority are part of a system that helps people to be better as opposed to simply kept in line. It is the family that listens, forgives, and let me say it once more, loves. It doesn't have to do with some falsely thought of ideal makeup involving the right amount of people in the cookie cutter roles. So it's time to stop demonizing the diversity of families in our society. Stop demonizing sexuality and gender identity. All are gifts of God. It's time to offer love and care and honesty and acceptance and affirmation to all. Let's be part of a new system, one where love is the rule and the reality, and where all can live in that love as they are. Let's be part of a system of restoration. Amen.